Where is the line for everyone here? Because I'll give you an example, Jacob. One area I do think, believe it or not, it's very rare. I'm a sort of a free speech guy.
I
think there's one interview you did where I got nervous as fuck when I saw this interview. It was the interview you did with Warner. Because, bro, you got a player who I guarantee you there is zero chance owner from T1 from South Korea knows anything about Balkan politics. And you got him to not only meme that he is Albanian, you got him to do the hand sign. That one made me nervous, you know what I mean, Jake?
It made me nervous that you talked about it because you're like the only one in the world that kind of picked
No one noticed that, I noticed that at all, but whatever.
Yeah. It wasn't like an art to do the hand symbol out of nowhere. Like, it is his, like, celebration that he was doing.
True.
And I was like, oh, cool. Interesting that he does, like, the Albania thing. So, yeah, that one was a little bit, it's a little bit dangerous, but it's, like, on the line. And that one's a little bit borderline. That's probably the most borderline I've ever been, like, that's been released. There was, like, there was a period of time at, like, Worlds 23 where I was asking questions that were a bit crazy.
Give us an example of a question for fun.
I got, like, a slap on the wrist. And they're basically, like, it's not that the players don't like it. They were ambivalent towards it, perhaps. They didn't even give me an evaluation of how they felt. It's more that, like, the female translators feel awkward.
Oh, yes, that's another good point. Yeah,
that's the whole thing that I'd never even.
I mean, you've got, especially with certain cultures, you've got the whole respect thing of, can they even translate that? Will it be perceived as coming from them? Like, absolutely, yeah.
I think when I interviewed Yagao, I want to say, Yagao, when he was on BLG, there's a joke about, like, in Chinese, like, pick Corky, like, translates to, like, wanking or something.
Okay.
It's like a weird thing.
Okay.
So, like, he was like, he would, like, perma pick Corky and, like, this, you know, when they did, like, the 1v1 things for, like, draft selection or something, or, like, there was some sort of, like, 8-round tournament. He would always pick them. So I was like basically just letting him know that I, like, knew what the joke was.
Okay.
And, like, asking him about it. And then, like, they obviously, like, they told me off for that. They were like, you can't make translators, like, make jokes like that.
Sure.
It, like, puts them in an awkward position. So then from that point, I just got better at, like, I don't know, a bit more, like, subtle euphemism and stuff like that.
Listen, you know me, Jake. I'm not the guy who'd ever report anyone to HR. But the idea you're asking a female translator, can you ask him about wanking? That does feel like...
You've opened
yourself up for that, you know?
I didn't even think about it like that, though.
Okay. Yeah, I know, sure.